You're listening to SBS News.
The long dormant war in eastern Ukraine is coming back to life. We're walking through the trenches at Marinka. Just 100 metres separate the Ukrainian army from the positions of the Russian-backed forces.
For the last 6 years, very little has changed here along the front line in eastern Ukraine. But the last few weeks has seen a very dramatic shift in mood. And that's because on the Russian side of the border, there's been a massive build-up of both personnel and equipment.
Ceasefire is broke down since the 1st of April.
Yevgeny Tukhachev from the Ukrainian military is showing us around.
How seriously are soldiers here taking the possibility of Russia launching a full-scale invasion?
At war, you always have to be serious. But no matter what will happen, we'll do our job. We'll stand here to the end.
During our brief time in the trenches, we get a glimpse of just how tense things have become.
What's going on?
Over there, 600 meters from us, is a Buick.
A drone?
Yeah, an enemy drone. They're usually carrying such charges or grenades or whatever they can. So it's better to stay over here.
So who was shooting at who then?
Our guys shooting at the enemy drone.
Ah, right, okay.
Because very often the drones carrying a charge, a grenade or something else, they can drop it straight to the head because they have cameras and it's very easy for them to aim to our guys.
So you were trying to shoot down the drone?
Yeah.
Is that easy?
No.
All along the front line, those who can leave have long gone. Nelia, a frail 72-year-old widow, has had no choice but to stay. Each day, she decides whether to spend her small pension on firewood or on food.
This winter, I just didn't want to leave. I dreamt about dying.
Nelia remembers vividly the intense fighting of 7 years ago.
So many people in our village were killed. There were young women and children shot in their homes. Wars are so pointless.
In the capital, Kiev, I sit down with Alexei Danilov, Ukraine's national security chief.
How seriously should the rest of the world be taking this? Is a Russian invasion of Ukraine a real possibility?
In 1939,
the world wasn't serious about what Hitler was doing. And look what happened then. This is a very dangerous situation. This is our land, our country, and we should protect it.
In eastern Ukraine, we see convoys of military hardware on the move. But they're small compared to what's happening on the Russian side of the border. The hope amongst Ukraine's leaders is that Russia is flexing its military muscles and not preparing very publicly for all-out war.